is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number here tonight for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. We give them all away, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. We've got the stuff they've got. You know, we've got the webcam. In fact, now we've got two of them. It's pointing at me. The second one is pointing at me at the moment. And we're going to be working on doing some upgrades, hopefully, to the webcams, maybe make them a little bit smoother. I mean, it's 15 frames per second. That's not bad. But basically, the server that's running them right now is just maxing out. So we're working on installing a new computer, and hopefully it'll get a little bit better. But it's free, so you can go to freetalklive.com, enjoy that. And also, you can interact with the site, as in you get to post the content. In fact, the story we're going to start with tonight, we teased last night, it actually came right from the front page of our website, Mark. You have a story about a pilot. I believe this was on the front page of our website. Secret no-fly zone, private pilot nearly shot down.
Who posted it?
Stray Life, or Stray Light, L-I-T-E, Stray Light posted that on the front page of our site. And the way you do that is you go to freetalklive.com, you take whatever link it is that you think is interesting. Maybe it's a YouTube video, maybe it's a news item, blog post, whatever. You submit it as show prep, it appears on the upcoming stories page, then it must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page of the website, at which point more people see it, and we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. So with you, by the way, in the studio tonight, it is Ian here.
Marcus.
And Mark.
And so, Mark, tell me the story.
Well, it's a story about a man named Robin Fleming. He's 70 years old, and he's a private pilot. He belongs to the Bermuda High Soaring Aviation Club in Lancaster, South Carolina. And he went for an afternoon glider flight last July in Darlington County.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's delightful, right?
Mm-hmm.
His course briefly took him over the H.B. Robinson Nuclear Generating Station near Lake Robinson as he was preparing. And, you know, that might be pretty interesting to fly over something like that, take a look down one of the cooling chambers, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, something new and different to see.
Flying over anything is actually very exciting when you're in a small plane and you're close by where you can get a good view of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a vantage point that very few people get.
Right, but it is very exciting. I flew in a 1952 Cessna in New Jersey with one other gentleman, the pilot and owner of the plane, and we got to fly over my house where I grew up, mm-hmm. my uncle's house. It was a lot of fun. You know, we flew over the Delaware Water Gap and saw people tubing down the river, and it's a really exciting vantage point to be up at just, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 feet, whatever exactly it is, and to look down on things. It gives you a very interesting and new perspective.
Something you're not going to get out of a commercial airliner, something you're not going to get, especially when you're going on in one of these gliders, you know, there's no engine noise.
Yeah, that's got to be exciting because then it's just, you're right, you're not distracted with that noise. You're just flying like a bird, really.
So I'm not familiar, I'm not a real avionics person. How does this glider get up? I mean, does it have an engine to get it up high?
Usually the glider is pulled by another plane and then they let it go up high and then they just glide on down.
Yeah,
but they can glide for a very long time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like a remarkably
cool.
Bad idea.
But, I'm sure it's been tested plenty of times.
I bet it has, right?
It's probably a lot safer than driving to the grocery store.
It probably is. So he was preparing to return to Lancaster, and Fleming lost radio contact with the other members of the club. Hours passed as his friends imagined the worst. Now, I mean, this guy's up in a glider, and you haven't heard from him for hours. Finally, they filed a missing aircraft report, and the search began. To their relief, Fleming contacted them, only to leave them horrified when they learned what had happened. After Fleming passed over the power plant, he was ordered to land his glider, which he did as soon as prevailing wind currents permitted. Once he was down on the ground, Fleming was sworn by local law enforcement.
Whoa.
Fleming was informed that he had violated secret no-fly zone.
Ah, the secret no-fly zone.
You know why he violated it? Because he didn't know it was there.
those darn secret no-fly zones, they have that going for them that you don't know about them.
Where did this take place?
This was, I don't know where any of these things are exactly. Lancaster, South Carolina,
okay.
Near Lake Robinson in Darlington County.
South Carolina.
Right.
There you go.
That's all I know. So, this is an according to the author here, who is, let me give the...
I thought they were going to go after him because they thought he was a dope dealer or something like that, but no.
So, well, you know, these pilots, when they fly, there are all kinds of, you know, no-fly zones that they have to obey by. Because my friend Rob, who is a pilot and was the gentleman who took me up in his plane, he tells me about this. There's actually, around airports, there's like a cone of airspace that gets larger as it goes up. Yes, around airports. And so depending on the class of plane that you're flying, depends on where you can fly as well.
Huh.
Yeah, so there's lots and lots of restrictions for airline pilots.
Yep. This is William Norman Grigg is the author of this particular
article. Oh, he's great.
Article. Yep. So he claims this is an entirely spurious claim. There's no such thing as a domestic no-fly zone, secret or otherwise. That term significantly is used to describe aerial blockades imposed by the military. Now, I don't know what these things are that go above airports, but I've heard these things too. Like there's certain places you're not allowed to go flying over if you were going to Area 51 or something like
that. Right. Well, around the airports, of course, you don't want a little... single prop plane getting in the way of all these big jet airliners and such, right?
It's going to cause a problem,
yeah.
Right? So anyway,
military bases, I imagine, are restricted.
Sure.
So the Homeland Security Department apparently considers itself entitled to impose similar restrictions wherever it chooses, and do so without bothering to inform civilian pilots or make make suitable notations on FAA produced sectional aviation charts. Despite the fact that he had done nothing wrong, Fleming was handcuffed, charged with breach of peace. Now, this is where you get the indication. This is how you know, people. This is when you know a law enforcement officer or his superiors, which are also law enforcement officers, is winging it. They are making crap up. As you'll hear, there's a small handful of charges out there of which, you know, disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, breaching the peace. Can you think of a couple of others, Ian?
Obstructing government administration.
Obstructing justice, these disobeying a verbal order, things like that.
They're very general. They're not specific to an action that has harmed somebody or somebody's property. All these little charges that you're talking about, it's so general, and you could really apply it to anything.
If it was against the law to fly over a nuclear power plant, there should be a punishment for flying over a nuclear power plant, and it should be marked on the map so you know don't fly here.
And then that would be the charge that they could charge this guy with. They'd say, look, here was the law that said you could not fly over this power plant, and that's the law you broke. But that's not what they did.
So Ian was, Robin Fleming, was handcuffed and charged with breach of peace and held for more than 24 hours.
Oh, man. And how old was he?
70. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
That's got to be rough.
Yeah. He just looks like your average sort of respectable. I mean, he's a tall, older man.
You generally have to be one of those people to be able to afford to fly.
Yeah.
Like the average ruffian, probably not taking glider flights.
Yeah, probably not.
Right.
The charges were dismissed after he showed the investigators that the zone wasn't marked on the aviation charts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he was, he was held 24 hours. And
of course it wasn't marked. It was secret.
What's that?
Of course it wasn't marked. It was secret, right?
He was interrogated by the FBI and the Homeland Security also.
Wow. I mean, that's terrible. That's terrible. You know, 70 years old, at any age, who needs to be interrogated by all these people held for 24 hours when he did nothing wrong?
They're just trying to keep you safe, Marcus. Why can't you appreciate the efforts that our heroes are
making? I think you'll
find
the next sentence proves that that's not the case.
All right, 855-450-FREE, and I'm curious to find out what he thinks, too, the elderly gentleman, if it reveals that information. More coming up. You can take control. Tell us your experience if you've been flying with the government. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Blood.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury.
explores new frontiers and saves liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard. Their hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free is a toll-free number, allows you to take control of the airwaves here. We are, though, discussing a disturbing story out of South Carolina where a 70-year-old man who had gone for an enjoyable flight, or what he expected would be enjoyable, ended up with a threat against his life. We will continue that story here in moments. The threat, of course, not coming from another pilot, but instead coming from the federal government and local police. So 855-453, that's the toll-free number. We'll continue that story here in moments. And also, of course, you can bring up anything that you like. The Free State Project's Liberty Forum is coming up in just over a month from now. February 21st through the 24th is the time frame. It's going to be a weekend in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Lots of great speakers have been announced for this event. Tom Woods is the primary. He is the keynote address. And there will be another keynote speaker announced. That has yet to occur. I've heard rumors, but it would be irresponsible for me to say what those rumors are, because I could be completely wrong.
I'm gonna have to say it doesn't matter who the keynote speaker is.
Why?
Really. Because I've been to Liberty Forum a few times now, each year since 2009, I think, and it is just the greatest event because you go there and you're in a hotel with a bunch of liberty-loving people, and the synergy and the energy going on is just so wonderful. You get to sit down and have lunch with people you don't know and talk about liberty from lots of different perspectives or other things that are fun, but you're just around so many people that you can really connect with very easily.
So would you go if you didn't know who any of the speakers were?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Me too.
Well, plus I know that they're going to have great speakers, too. So they
right.
do a fantastic
like a bonus.
Job. Yeah, I know they're going to have good speakers.
Well, a lot of people agree because the hotel is nearly sold out.
Yeah.
So, you know, you should get your Liberty Forum ticket, but that's really the easy part. What you should do, I just had a conversation with a good friend today on Skype, and he hadn't gotten his his reservation yet mm-hmm. for the hotel. I told him, let's go immediately to the website, because that's what you've got to do. You've got, otherwise you're going to be bunking with me. And
and you didn't want to bunk with him.
Well, I think it probably more likely he's going to bunk with me, but
So lots of great speakers this year, by the way. We focused on kind of some of the bigger names, but there's also some other interesting characters that I'm not too familiar with. Thaddeus Russell, historian and cultural critic and author of A Renegade History of the United States. I've heard a lot of good things about that that book. Frank Atwood was frustrated with the power of the wasted vote argument until he was introduced to the obvious attainable solution, approval voting. He'll be talking about that. Taryn Lupo, we know who Taryn is. He's a longtime friend of Free Talk Live and great author, self-published author. He's going to be there. And
the one I'm excited about are all the guys that are into Bitcoin, Roger Ver, Eric Voorhees,
right.
Charlie Shrem.
The guys from BitInstant.
Yeah. So these guys, I mean, Bitcoin's so big right now, it's over $15 today. So
yeah, it really shot up apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was it, 1570 when you said earlier, Mark?
I've got it right now at 1569, but it went up over, I think it went up to 1580.
It jumped a dollar in 24 hours, because just last night you were talking about how it was 14 something.
Yeah, it's been.
Oh yeah, this last 24 hours has been big.
And I've got to say, by the way, that the Daily Paul is now accepting Bitcoin donations. So you know, some of the major websites, in a lot of cases, these are websites that are sort of charitable situations, and you know, it's great that charities are and websites the size of the Daily Paul are accepting Bitcoins. I don't want to diminish that or anything, but you know, WordPress has also started taking them.
We can talk more about that here in a little bit.
But if you like Bitcoins, go to Liberty Forum.
Right, because Porkfest, the other Free State Project event of the year, they do two events every year. Porkfest last year was said to be the biggest Bitcoin event ever. Like, as far as people selling and buying things with Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's incredible. They were actually, Porkfest was actually mentioned just recently on The Verge, which is a very popular tech website.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, it was mentioned in an article about Bitcoins, and it basically said, this event is the perfect event for Bitcoins.
And it was. Yeah. It really was great. And it's only going to get better as more things come out with the Bitcoin. Anyway, so go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. There's all kinds of great, interesting people lined up to speak, but as Marcus points out, the real reason to go is to be around hundreds of other people who love the ideas of liberty. And not only that, are willing to do something about it. These aren't just fence sitters.
No,
I mean,
way.
These are people who are, a lot of them have already made the move, as the three of us here on the show tonight have done within the last few years. Many have made the move, but a lot of people visiting the Liberty Forum are maybe considering the move. Maybe they haven't really signed up for the Free State Project. They want to see what the hype's all about. It, you know, does it live up to the community? Does that, you know, all the talk that we do on this show, does it live up to how we're selling it? And I think it does, but you can see for yourself. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Get registered and use our discount code to save 10% on the already shockingly affordable tickets. The discount code is FTL2013. That's FTL like Free Talk Live 2013. And we'll continue here. Mark, you were sharing with us a story about a 70-year-old man flying out, you know, just enjoying a day up in the sky in a glider. Yeah, received some sort of a threat, basically saying that he needed to come down immediately, right?
Yeah, that was the story. Apparently, he had flown over a, you know, I think that he knew he'd flown over a nuclear power plant, and that's the H.B. Robinson Nuclear Generating Station.
Now, I thought he didn't know it was a no-fly zone.
There is no-fly zone. Like, let's be 100% right. Clear. If there's a no-fly zone, it's not on the
not
FAA's
on the map.
Maps.
Which is what he told them, and then they dropped the charges, because they did charge him with something.
After a day of being in jail,
24 hours,
being interrogated by Homeland Security and FBI, and he had his charges dismissed after he showed the investigators that the zone wasn't marked in the aviation charts. And I wonder how he's able to get those aviation charts, you know, there where he could show them.
I wonder if he had them with him.
Well, I can't. Like, when you go into a police station, you're not allowed to bag a whole bunch of stuff.
Hold on. Time frame question. Did he show them the charts immediately after the 24-hour period, or did he show them a couple weeks later? Because he was probably in the jail until he got bailed out, right?
One day. And
then presumably got bailed out. They're not going to...
No, the charges...
They released him because they dropped the charges?
As I understand, he was held for more than 24 hours before being... interrogated by the FBI and Homeland Security officials.
Uh-huh.
The charges were dismissed after he showed the investigators that the zone wasn't marked in his aviation chart.
They must have let him pull up some kind of charts online or something.
Maybe. But he was required to sign a document, listen to me, because this is important, that's promising that he wouldn't file a lawsuit against the officials that he illegally detained him.
It sounds like bribery. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, it's precisely what it is. I mean, you know, you made earlier that the claim is to protect and serve, but if that's the case, then why would they want to absolve themselves of any mistakes that they had made?
Yeah, they basically are admitting they really screwed up here. And
isn't that how it works when... terrorists kidnap people and then they hold them hostage? When they have hostages, they say, like, all right, we want you on film now to admit that we're great and that your country sucks, or whatever they want them to admit, and then we'll set you free.
Or they tie the blindfold around the hostage and tell them to walk forward until they hit something or something like that.
It's just an intimidation tactic.
Illegal. That they're making this guy all like sign this thing saying you won't do anything, then we'll let you.
Well,
free.
They didn't make him do it. He could have stayed in the jail cell.
Right.
If that's not signed under duress, I don't know what
it's
is.
It's definitely under duress, but it's not illegal, I don't think.
There's still an important aspect
to
the story.
855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've got some experience in the realm of flying and you'd like to add your thoughts in, or you can bring up anything you want. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you support the federal government telling this 70-year-old man that he'd better look out. How dare you just go and have a nice flight, you know, enjoying your afternoon.
In a glider.
In a glider. How much damage would one of these things do? Like if he had flown it into a building.
They're pretty lightweight from what I understand. I mean, you know, because it is a glider, right?
So no engine.
He might be able to cave in a concrete block wall if he hit it like straight on. Just the,
could break
the,
a window.
Just the sheer... Oh, definitely he could go through a window. But like the sheer momentum. But if you're talking about, say, hitting the cooling tower on a nuclear power plant in your glider, all you are is
like
dead and have a broken glider.
Right. So this is no laughing matter, though. This man was pretty scared, and as would the average person be had they been forced to spend 24 hours in a jail cell. We're going to continue that story because there's some particularly relevant points, Mark says, coming up here in moments. The story's out of South Carolina. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, and that number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE, and we'll continue here. By the way, speaking of SACL CAI, if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, get in touch with them. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients down the line as well, and they can help you with that. SACL CAI. See their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. So they threaten this guy. He's got to come down from his flight, which, of course, he's a glider, so I guess you could probably nose down. Can you nose down in a glider? I mean, can you, like, go down faster than it would otherwise take you to glide down? Is there a way to speed that up?
The answer is yes.
Okay. So he comes down probably a little bit sooner than he otherwise would. They surround him. They take him into a jail cell for 24 hours. He's then interrogated and at some point is able to prove to them that, hey, look, your maps don't show. I can't fly here.
I think there's even a point that we're even glossing over a little bit because there's so much, but can you imagine this guy's up in this glider and then the authorities are telling him, get down now?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be a really scary moment. And then that whole ride down, you know, first of all, he's in a glider, so it's you've got to be careful what you're doing in that. But now he's got to worry about these people. What are they going
to do,
do
to him?
Right. Well, so, I mean, that in and of itself, before even getting thrown in jail for a whole day, is seems like it would be a pretty upsetting and frightening thing.
Yeah. And the embarrassment of being, you know, a 70-year-old man who's made it through your whole life and then getting treated like, you know, the bad, bad kindergartner.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it's got to feel like. But that feels nothing. That feels like nothing compared to being shot down by a bunch of crazy South Carolinian cops. Let me make it clear what was going on here. After they forced him to file the document that says that he wouldn't file suit against them for illegally detaining him, he later learned that local police officials had made preparations to shoot down his glider if he hadn't landed as quickly as he did.
Wow.
Now,
that's unbelievable.
Let's take just a second here. I mean, is violence, like shooting down a glider, I mean, I'm going to call that extreme violence. Is extreme violence the direction you want to go when dealing with somebody in an aircraft that has no freaking engine? Like, it's not like he's going to fly away someplace. He's in a glider. It can only go as far as it can. Surely the FAA or the, one of these, what's
he's
the...
He's not going to glide to Canada.
No! I mean,
he's getting away. He's like, he's gliding away.
He's probably not going to fly to North Carolina. I mean, or South, or Georgia, or
yeah.
Kentucky, or wherever.
And even if he did... Like, why is it, like, let's pull our guns out and point them at this guy?
It's sick. Well, that's their only answer to problems. I mean, we were just talking about last night how they shot another dog. And in that case, you know, in almost every case with these dogs, the dogs aren't a threat at all. They're just running around doing what dogs do. And, well, they've got guns. That's what's on their hip. And that's their tool. If you, you know, give a man a hammer, everything looks like a nail. These guys know they can get away with shooting anything that they want to. For the most part.
If this guy hadn't been, as trained of a glider pilot as he was, it may have been more difficult for him to get down as quickly as he did.
Yeah.
And, you know, what would that have resulted in? Steering and all those things might have been an issue. What if the wind had been going a little bit more? I mean, the idea of shooting down and killing a person in a glider, really, what are they going to do up there in the glider? Exactly what, I mean...
I don't know.
Drop turkeys, I suppose.
Yeah, it doesn't have a 50-cal mounted to it.
If they would have shot down this man, the story would have been entirely different. They would have just said whatever they wanted to say.
Right, they could have made up a story about how a terrorist was threatening the nuclear power facility and we had to do what it took. We got out our machine guns.
Well, they wouldn't say all that. They would just say the gentleman was unresponsive. We were, you know, under the impression that anything could have been happening, you know, so we killed him. There's no other side to the story. You don't have 70-year-old Robin Fleming out there saying, these people made me sign a piece of paper that says that they illegally detained me.
Mm.
These people, you know, I mean, you would have never heard the part of the story about there is no no-fly zone labeled on the map. You would have never heard any of these stories because they would have had to go into butt-covering mode.
You know, in the United States, there are at least two classes of people, and the police are a class above us. They're allowed to do things that we will never get away with, right? They can point their guns at people. They can shoot at people. They can shoot at things. They can cause all this kind of violence, and they don't have to be personally held responsible for it.
Almost never.
They hide behind this, well, we're the cops. This is what our job is, and it is their job, but I don't want it to be.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, under some circumstance, there's a circumstance where somebody in a flying vehicle, flying over some kind of strategic place in the United States, doing something is worthy of being shot down. And I'm not going to say that they're not, but the problem is the narrative. The problem is that they get to tell the story. And that's what really concerns me about this, is that they get to create the story. You don't get that. You don't get the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
and the media will believe almost everything they say. So when they do create the story.
Nearly to a word.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll just reprint what they've written.
Was there more?
No, that's the story.
So this whole signing of the document thing is not uncommon. As you may recall, Mark, you were born in Bradenton, Florida. And it's in Bradenton, Florida, where we last heard about this going on. But it probably goes on in other places. They'll pull somebody over, probably someone who they know doesn't have a whole lot of money. You know, they'll judge by the car they're driving. Pull that person over. And then they'll, you know, if they discover some drugs, or in some cases in Bradenton, they would plant the drugs. If they found some drugs in the car, they would then say, "Oh, Marcus, so I see we found a bag of marijuana here. Now, we could take you down to the station and process you, and you'd be facing felony charges. Looks like you've got over 21 grams here. That's a felony last time I checked in Florida. So you could be facing 3-7 years in prison, something like that. Or we can help you out. Here's a form. Just sign this form. Hand over the keys to the car. You can walk home." What do you say?
Sounds like a deal.
Right. They do this. They do this in Bradenton, Florida.
Please steal my car. You stealing my car all of a sudden sounds like a deal, right? Because it's what's behind curtain number one or curtain number two. And curtain number one is you're threatening to put me in jail for a few years.
Right.
Curtain number two is you just steal my car. I can buy another car, right?
Yep. Chances are slim you're going to go to a Florida state prison for the felony possession of marijuana. The more than, what is it, 21?
What if you've got a record?
Well, it's slim.
If even you've got a record?
If you've got a record and you're on probation,
you're right screwed. Back in.
Yeah. You're screwed if you're on probation. Yeah. And there's no doubt that you know, the people driving around downtown Bradenton. Bradenton isn't Manatee County, and I'm sure you're aware of this. But you know, Bradenton is that, you know, it, by and large, a pretty unsavory place.
But the reality doesn't matter as much as what the person being interrogated
believes.
Thinks.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And felony sounds scary.
Yeah. What they're thinking is Port Manatee Jail.
Yeah, even if you don't go to jail, ultimately, you still go through the court system. You're still going through that harrowing process of just dealing with the state. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You, of course, can bring up anything that you like and take control of these airwaves. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Marcus.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that are waiting for you there. There's a lot of stuff waiting for you at freetalklive.com. It's all completely free. If you like the show and you like the fact that we give away the website, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. and enter the Amazon links you'll find there. Or use Newegg or the other stuff that you see below that. But Amazon's the best deal for us because they give us about 7 to 8% of pretty much anything you purchase. I think electronics are about 4%. But otherwise, we do pretty decent from Amazon. And the more stuff that you can buy through our link, the better Free Talk Live will be doing every month. And it helps us a lot. So thank you to everybody that does shop through shop.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get the stuff you're looking for your life or for a loved one. And it's also a great way to help Free Talk Live, because you're getting the same great Amazon deals that you're used to, the same reviews, the same huge selection, free Super Saver shipping, and you just need to take the extra moment to go to shop.freetalklive.com. In fact, if you don't want to go back to that every time you need to go shopping, you can just go to shop.freetalklive.com once, click the right Amazon for you, because there's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. And then as soon as you're into the Amazon, as soon as you're at the front page of Amazon, bookmark that, and then you can just go back to your bookmark. So you don't have to go through that process. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. Makes a big difference for us. The New York gun law, obviously a big talk in the news this week, and for good reason. A lot of people are very upset, as they should be. But then again, they should have been upset a long time ago. It's not like this is the first piece of gun legislation. It's not like it's, there hasn't been year after year after year of gun control in effect in this country at various different levels in various different places.
I mean, I think just looking at gun laws alone is enough for an intelligent thinking person to realize that the U.S. Constitution is irrelevant in this country. It states,
sure,
I don't have it in front of me specifically, right? But, shall make no law?
We have the Bill of Rights here, the Bill of Rights Security Edition.
Right.
It's a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Right, shall not be
infringed.
Seems
pretty clear, right?
I mean,
they're not infringing, they're mitigating.
Right.
So, I mean, just attenuating, not infringing, attenuating.
I didn't understand that.
We're not going to chop it off, we're going to slice it off.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, just that alone, looking at any gun law, you can tell that they're infringing, right? So
the first gun law,
Yeah.
The first one, the one that disallowed blacks from owning a firearm or whatever it was, whatever the first one was, the first gun law was the infringement. Now, I think that an argument can be made that, you know, prior to, say, the 14th Amendment, that states or municipalities could have gun laws, whereas the federal government couldn't. But I can assure you that the federal government has gun laws now. So the first federal gun law period was the violation of the Constitution, as far as I'm concerned. That law, I think in 1968, that disallowed the convicted felons from having guns, that's where it starts, people.
Yeah.
You know, I understand it's really, really easy to just, you know, write off the least of us. You know, the ones, the mentally ill, the convicted of a felony, these people, well, yeah, they shouldn't have it. But once they can tell one person that they can't have a firearm to protect themselves and their family, then they can tell anybody, and they can tell everybody.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Well, I mean, I, when I hear people talk about gun restrictions, what I hear is that people want to feel safe, and a lot of people are not concerned with liberty. They're not concerned with personal freedom unless it directly affects their life as it is today. And so people don't really care so much about the Constitution. They like to pretend like they do, or they have some fuzzy feeling about it. But mostly, and I don't really care about the Constitution so much. I just care about liberty, you know?
Right. Once upon a time, I thought they were sort of similar, but not so much. Right.
I think that if the Constitution was followed by the way that we define the Constitution, that we would probably have a significantly larger amount of liberty, to the point that there wouldn't be the clamoring for you know, more freedom in this country.
I'd probably be repairing computers for a living or something like
that. Something like that, yeah.
So, so a little bit of news about this, the New York gun ban. Somebody had called in earlier this week to kind of give us a rundown, and I just wanted to make sure we went through some of the details on what exactly has been proposed here, because a lot of people in New York are very upset. They feel like this is a real strike against their right to bear arms. And according to the New York Times, approval of the legislation, which it was approved, by the way, would make New York the first state to act in response to the mass shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut last month, which, of course, how the state does things, right? It doesn't ever figure out in advance how to do anything to stop violence. It just responds to it. Oh, well, somebody shot up a school? Let's pass some laws, and let's make pretend like we're actually doing something about this so politicians can win political points with their supporters who think that they're doing something, because political supporters believe that passing laws actually affects reality in, you know, some meaningful fashion, when what really happens is all of these bans just push guns, you know, underground. They make them more, you know, more dangerous to acquire, make the, you know, the black market more involved in their trade, just as we've seen with drugs and alcohol.
Ian, if only there was laws banning guns and laws against killing, it would not have happened, right?
Except there are laws against killing.
Right.
And plenty of controls on guns. In fact, right. What did I hear? I heard on the radio today that Connecticut is the fourth most gun-controlling state.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, you know, the part that I don't get about the whole thing is, okay, this took place in one of the most restrictive states in the union, so you could conclude that maybe, from that, maybe you can conclude that gun restrictions aren't effective in stopping a situation like this. Further, gun freedom in this country has expanded in the last couple of decades, and violent crime has diminished in the last couple of decades. So, you know, you can compare this nation to other nations and, you know, look at violent crime and see what those other nations are doing or whatever, but it doesn't really speak to the culture of this nation. What you can see, conclusively, you can look at this nation and see that gun violence has diminished as guns have become more free.
As I understand it, even the school violence has diminished as well. But, you know, if you just look at the news media, then it seems like there's as much violence as there's ever been, because that's what they report on, right? I mean, they're not going to report on violence less because there are fewer incidents of it. they're going to report on the most horrific stories that are out there. And they're
going to
they're going to sensationalize as much as possible, and they want you to stay through a commercial break to watch their advertisements.
Right. They're also not going to give the counter story of where somebody with a weapon actually, you know, saved some people.
Very rarely will that happen. Right. It probably does happen every now and then, like a back page kind of little blurb or something like that, or a mention in a paragraph in a story that, you know, is it about a larger occurrence.
Right, and those stories, generally they don't have video, which is, you know, the video of nothing is nothing. But, you know, we've read numbers on this show that between 1 million and 2 million violent crimes are prevented every year by gun violence, by the people, civilians having guns. And, you know, it's hard to quantify those things, and a million's a lot, and it's hard to believe that number. But even if it was, 250,000, that's a lot of crimes, and it's not worth something, you know, it's not something that just should just be dismissed.
So according to the Times, the expanded ban on so-called assault weapons broadens the definition of those weapons, banning semi-automatic pistols and rifles with detachable magazines and one military-style feature, as well as semi-automatic shotguns with one military-style feature, which the military-style features just make them look scarier,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, I've seen comparisons where people have the same gun. One looks very, historic, I'll say. You know, mm-hmm. It's all wood, right? And then they have the other one that's the assault. And it's the same exact weapon, just with different hardware.
Yeah, it'll kill you just as dead.
Yeah.
So
it's a semi-automatic rifle either way.
Right.
It's just the accessories that we're talking about.
Yes.
So pistol grips and things.
But this does essentially outlaw guns that already exist in people's hands, which is a huge, huge problem. And New Yorkers who already own those guns could keep them, but would be required to register them with the state, which, of course, means that eventually if they decide to no longer allow you to keep them, then they've got your address at that point.
Yeah, that's right.
More on the way, and you can take control here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. Hour number two is next. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.